You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is at a dire point in their fight against the coronavirus. Surgeon General Jerome Adams has warned Americans to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday and avoid what he calls super spreader events. But he's still hopeful of a vaccine being distributed soon.
I want the American people to know that we are at a dire point in our fight with this virus by any measure. Cases, positivity, hospitalizations, deaths. We are seeing more Americans negatively impacted than ever before. But I also want Americans to understand that we've never had more reason for hope thanks to the science. You were talking about Moderna and Pfizer. We're going to have people, the vulnerable, start to be vaccinated in mere weeks.
England's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Jonathan Van Tam has also spoken of how happy he is at the arrival of three working COVID-19 vaccines, but he still had this message for Britons.
Please remember, we have none of those three vaccines that have yet passed through the fullness of regulatory scrutiny, and that has to happen. Then we have to have those vaccines being delivered at scale into people's arms, and that can't happen overnight. I am certainly concerned that people should not tear the pants out of it and that they should follow whatever rules are announced in due course by the government.
The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca reported that late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine were highly effective in preventing disease, preventing 70% of people from developing the coronavirus. Two other drug makers, Pfizer and Moderna, last week reported preliminary results from late-stage trials showing that their COVID-19 vaccines were almost 95% effective. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom is working to suppress the virus with a tiered system of restrictions when lockdown ends on December the 2nd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the tier system will be toughened going forward because the existing measures haven't been strong enough.
Our tiers need to be made tougher. In particular, in tier one, people should work from home wherever possible. In tier two, alcohol may only be served in hospitality settings as part of a substantial meal. In tier three, indoor entertainment, hotels and other accommodation will have to close, along with all forms of hospitality except for delivery and takeaways. We all want some kind of Christmas, but what we don't want is to throw caution to the winds and allow the virus to flare up again.
From next Wednesday, outdoor sports and collective worship will resume, and non-essential shops, gyms, leisure facilities and hairdressers will also reopen across the country. Mr. Johnson is also hopeful of a vaccine and has said that as soon as one is approved, it will be dispensed as quickly as possible. Meantime, because of the lockdowns imposed during the pandemic, European Union officials have said that air quality has significantly improved in metropolitan areas such as Milan and Madrid. Executive Director of the European Environmental Agency, Hans Bruning, says there has been reductions in the pollutant nitrogen dioxide and fine particulate matter, which can both have a serious impact on people's health.
In Italy, for example, Milano, but also in Spain, in Madrid, we see decreases of 70% or more when it comes to NO2 and one-third for PM10. Now, we realize that this is, of course, temporarily and that we should not be reaching air quality standards by locking down society.
Levels in many other metropolitan areas across Europe, especially Western Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands, have also dropped by significant margins. Meanwhile, people in Croatia's capital have been lining up for free rapid antigen testing that has been introduced as part of efforts to curb a surge in cases of the coronavirus. Authorities launched the testing at 12 locations in the capital city. In Hungary, the country's foreign minister has said that Hungary is moving forward with testing a Russian coronavirus vaccine after being the first in Europe to receive samples of the drug last week. Peter Sciato has said that 10 initial doses of Sputnik V, the drug hailed in August by Russian President Vladimir Putin as the world's first registered COVID-19 vaccine, would undergo testing in Hungary for safety and effectiveness. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.